Now, boys and girls, last week, you remember, we began to see what happened when the children of Israel came back from the land of Babylon and back home to their homeland, the land of Israel, once again. They had been in the land of Babylon, you remember, for 70 years. But although they were that long time in Babylon, God had promised that he would bring them back again in his own time. And so when God's time came, he began to lead the children of Israel back once more, back to the land of Israel and back to the city of Jerusalem. You remember the great thing that they were going to do once they got back into the land of Israel once again? It was to rebuild the temple, the house of God that lay in ruins in the city of Jerusalem. And so last time we saw the very first thing that they did was this. They began to set up the altar again. You remember the altar in the temple was the place where they made the sacrifices to God, because through making the sacrifices to God in the altar, then God forgave them for their sins and God accepted them as his people. And for us, that's just like the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the first thing that has to be in our life is the cross of Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross so that we might be forgiven for our sins and so that we might be accepted before God. So they came back to the land of Israel, back to the city of Jerusalem, back there to build the house of God, the temple of God. But the very first thing that they did, you remember this, they built the altar to make the sacrifices to God, to have their sins forgiven and to be accepted, to be made right with the Lord their God again. Now then, of course, it was not only the altar that they were to set up, but they were to rebuild the house once more. And so having set up the altar, the next thing that was to be done was to, they were to lay the foundations. I'm sure when you've gone around Inverness, you've seen a house beginning to be built. And the first thing that is done is this, they lay the foundations, they dig out where the house is to be, and then they lay down concrete or strong cement. They lay down something for the foundation. So that's the next thing that had to be done. And then after the foundations, the walls were to be built up, the roof was to be put on, and then all the different things were to be done inside the temple as well. Now, they didn't begin right away because it was winter time. But as soon as spring came, then they began to lay the foundations. And the Bible tells us that when they laid the foundations, there was great rejoicing among the people of God, because they said God is building up the temple once again in the city of Jerusalem. There were some, of course, and they weren't very impressed. You know what that means. They didn't think very much about it. And they said, oh, you should have seen the temple that was here at the first. And this temple, well, it's nothing like the temple of old. But that didn't affect the people. The people who were building that temple, they knew they were doing God's will. And so they pressed on to do that work. Now, everybody wasn't happy at that happening. And in fact, the people who had come from Babylon to live in the north part of the country of Israel, a place called Samaria, when they saw the children of Israel now back in the land again and building the temple again, they said, we must stop these people building that temple. And so they would have got their heads together to think what was the best plan to stop them from building that house for the Lord God. And here's what they did. They did a very strange thing. They came to the leaders of the children of Israel and they said, look, we'll help you to build the temple. Not a very strange thing. After all, they said, we worship God just as you do. But the Bible tells us, in fact, that they didn't worship God at all. At least they didn't worship God in the right way. Because it says they did say that they worshiped the Lord God of Israel, but it says they served other gods as well. They served idols as well. And so the leaders of the children of Israel, they knew that they were those kind of people who only said they worshipped God, but they worshipped all kinds of idols as well. And they said, but you've got nothing to do with us to build a house onto our God. Only the people of God can build the house of God. Only the people of God can do the work of God. And so they refused the help of those people and they said only God's people can do God's work in God's house. And so, of course, those people, when they were turned away, when they saw that their plan was discovered, then they were going to come with much opposition. They were going to do other things against the people of God to stop the building of the house of God. And sad to say, they did that for a time. And indeed, the house, the building on the house of God did stop for a time. But eventually, it was to come again and they were to build it once more. But in the meantime, they were full of determination. And so they turned away those people who offered to help them. But really, they were out to throw down the house of God, to stop the work on the house of God, really. And so they turned them away. Now, if you can hold all that in your mind, there are two very important lessons. And the first one is this. You see how those people came at the first, and they didn't come just with what you would call outward opposition against the people with an army or something to stop the people building the house. They came in a very cunning way. You know, boys and girls, that's how the devil works. The devil, right at the beginning, the Bible tells us, he came in a very cunning way to Eve. And he said cunning things to Eve. And the Bible, in fact, calls the devil an angel of light. He is like an angel of light sometimes. He comes and he makes all kinds of offers to us that would seem to do us good, but really, all he wants to do is conquer us or to throw us down. And then the other great lesson is this. When those people said, in fact, no, we will depend on the Lord God alone. We will not take the help of those people who deny the Lord God of Israel. We will depend on God, our God, alone. And the Bible tells us that we are to depend on God for all the things of our life. But especially, of course, when it comes to our soul salvation, we are to depend on God and no one but God. Because only God, through Jesus Christ the Lord, can give salvation to us. So if you see the people coming back into the land of Israel now, beginning the work on the temple, first the altar, where they will make the sacrifices to have their sins forgiven, to be made right with God, then they lay the foundations. When they begin to build up the walls, then those people come against them in a very cunning way. But they are able to say, no, we depend on God alone. God's work in God's house is to be done by God's people, and they depend on God and on God alone. And in salvation, boys and girls, all our dependence, we are to depend, we are to rely only on Jesus Christ the Savior, whom God gave to be the Savior of our souls.